Hey there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records, where we talk about your life, and where we talk about how you can use the Akashic Records in your life. Now, for those people who have never tuned in before, and I know that sometimes there are folks out there like that, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And now, we don't necessarily talk about past lives, and we don't really talk about futures, but we do talk about how you can feel more comfortable in your skin. Now, the past weekend, like actually Friday night and during the day on Saturday, we did a prosperity marketing class that was extremely profound. There were interesting, and what happens with that is even for people who don't necessarily have experience in the Akashic Records, you don't have to know how to open your Akashic Records. And just again, if you've not listened to Akashic Wisdom before, I do individual consultations and I teach people how to access their own personal Akashic Records. And I access the Akashic Records through a sacred prayer, a specific sacred prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So anyway, so this past weekend, I did a prosperity marketing workshop, and it went so well. There were such profound insights that it has come to me to actually put this up on a six-week basis. It would take a good 6 weeks to do this. At about 2 hours every night. Now, so we would do, for 6 weeks, we would actually come together on a conference call and go over the various journaling that we did for that week. And so what you would be receiving is your questions to journal that week, and then we would all have a discussion, and messages and information would come forward from the Akashic Records. So I'm looking to do that. And it's a way of actually really exploring your inner landscape to see what is going on and what beliefs you're holding and what are the silent shoulds. That's one of the things that came forward this weekend, is how we all hold silent shoulds around money, around prosperity, around success. And what also came forward is information about how we think we're praying for one thing. So, for example, you may be praying for prosperity, but you're holding the underlying attitudes of poverty. And so during the class, what we did is we explored how we were holding that energy and how to clear it. And so what we would be doing on the teleconference, it would be a teleconference so that anyone in the world could participate. So if this is of interest to you, as I'm putting together dates, I would like you to email me if this is something that you would like to participate in, and then I can announce the dates and the price. It's going to be very affordable because I know that people really need to move into their power, and they need to be able to manifest prosperity in a way that makes sense for them. So if you're interested in participating in this conference call, and again, it would be, I'm looking at 6 weeks at 2 hours. Once a week for 6 weeks. So it'd be a 12-hour class. Email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And then you can go, I can put your name on the list about when the teleconference sessions will begin. And they are going to be recorded so that you can be able to go back. So if you miss a week, you'll be able to go back and listen to those, the discussions, if you're not able to make it. So do give me an email if that's of interest to you. And again, because it's a teleconference, you can be anywhere in the world. And as long as we synchronize our time zones, we'll be okay. And if there's enough interest, I'll do it at various time zones. So, again, excuse me, let me know your interest. And, you know, it's interesting, just so that you folks know, what you want to do is if you have questions or comments tonight, I want you to be able to call in, and you can call in. Our main number is 415-762-1161, or there's another number. And if you call the 415-762-1161, it will roll over to the next available number. And just for those people who Skype, you can also Skype BBS Radio, and that'll come forward. I don't really do chats very well, so if you have a question and you are near a computer and you want to use your computer for a question, feel free to email me the questions that you have tonight. And if you're going to email me your questions, please be sure to include your current legal name, because your current legal name and your question get us to the right area of the Akashic Records so that I can better answer it for you. And again, that email is akashicwisdom@aol.com. Oh, excuse me. Cancel that. It's akashicwisdom@ it's info, I-N-F-O. I don't know where I was thinking. It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That is the current new. Yeah, it's not really new, but it's the email that works. info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. Now we have an email comment on last week's show, and it's from Lucita. And what she was saying is, now if you want to, I'm just going to bring you up to date if you weren't listening. One of the things that came forward from a prosperity point of view last week is how we need to honor our choices for prosperity and abundance. And many times we say we're broke or we can't afford it. And what the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akasha have, Akashic Records have suggested, is that we phrase it in a way that says, I choose to allocate my funds differently. I am choosing to allocate my money differently. But when you say that, you need to say it with the truth of truly the choice of allocating. Not if you say, I'm allocating my money differently, and underneath it, if you're holding, I'm really broke and I can't afford it, if you're holding those two conflicting beliefs or energies, you're actually going to cancel them out. And you're really going to get more of the lack that you're holding. So just notice that. But some of the things that were being said last week, was that when you make a choice to purchase, you want to ask, you just really want to ask yourself, will this purchase, okay, will this purchase then honor or assist me in my prosperity? So it's really important that you think about it that way. So just, again, think about what you want to ask, okay, is how will this purchase honor my choices for prosperity and abundance? How will this action honor my choices for prosperity and abundance? And so you just ask yourself those questions, and it's going to shift the way you spend money, because it's not about not spending dollars so much as it is about honoring the money. And notice when you start honoring money, the energy of money, when you start making money your friend, when you start working with the mentality that money is an energy that can be attracted as well as repelled, and when you start thinking of money as even an entity that you can talk to, you're going to shift your whole way of how you think. Because you can actually talk to your, what one person has called a money honey. You can actually create an energy being, if you will, or I'm going to call it a symbolic, not a creature, but a friend. It's an imaginary friend that's real. What that means is by creating a money honey that is all that you want. In fact, there's a gal by the name of Morgana Ray who talks about this in great detail. But what you want to do is really create the same way you think you talk to your guides, and I don't mean think, I mean it's like when you talk to your guides, create a relationship with money in a way that you have conversations with it. And when you go to the store, in order to help you feel more conscious, that's what you want to ask. You want to ask, how will this purchase honor my choices for prosperity and abundance? And that's the way you want to do that. Now, one of the questions here was very good. The question is one thought or feeling that goes through my mind when shopping or feeling the idea that when I spend my money, it is depleting my checking account. What would the Akashic Masters, teachers, and loved ones suggest to shift this feeling? Now, how many times when you're out there spending, do you feel that you're focusing on depleting your checking account? What you're doing is actually moving into the energy of fear. And so when you move into the energy of fear, you're moving into the energy of lack. And so the idea here is to shift the energy from going from lack to moving into a place of knowing and confidence. So for example, if you're going into a store and if you're holding this energy that you're depleting your checking account, you're actually having a sense or a feeling that it's almost like a resentment that you're spending, or you're fearful that there won't be anything to come to fill it back up again. And so what the first thing is showing up right now is to look at your checking account and use it with a symbol of a waterfall. Now I want you to look at the symbol of a waterfall, because as the water comes down the waterfall, it's never emptying. It's only replenishing. It comes down, so if you were to think about Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls has been pouring water, billions of gallons of water, over the side of those magnificent falls for centuries. Literally for centuries. And it's never ending. So every time you think about money, I want you to think about those wonderful Niagara Falls. That it's never ending, it's always there. Because what happens is if you're taking action to shift your energy into a place that helps you become more more aware of the ability to replenish, and more confident in your ability to replenish, then you're going to have faith that more money is coming. So whether you're working at a job or you're getting unemployment, or even if you're done with unemployment, the idea here is to hold the energy that more will always be there for you. And what's also important is you can't just sit back and expect the money to come without action. You really need to take an action. Even if it's buying a lottery ticket, you need to be able to take the action that says that you have faith that by this action, more money will come. So I want you to just consider that. Consider the idea that money is there, and it's an energy. And just the way electric energy is there, that when you turn on a light, the light shows up. Now, that current is always there, the same way radio current is always there. It's all about attuning yourself to the right frequency. For example, when you turn the dial on the radio, those radio waves are constantly coming in. They're there whether you can see them or not. The difference is you have to turn the radio on and then align the station to the right frequency so that you get the station that you want. Same way with helping with money. It's about aligning yourself with the appropriate frequency by moving forward into your dynamic gifts and into your dynamic knowing of what's true and what's true for you. So I just want you to just move into that contemplation that money is an energy. It's always there for you. It always will be for you. And it's always replenishing. As long as you take the actions that you need to be able to do what's necessary. And if you have some questions around that, or you need some help with that, or you need to be able to talk about how to further do that for yourself, please give me a call and talk to me right here on the radio. We can work it out right now. And remember, that telephone number is 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. Okay? Now, I want to also remind you that if you are in the Chicago area, I would like you to consider going to Elena Lieberman's workshop. You can find it on her website. That's Dynamic Manifestations.com. And what she's going to be doing is a whole workshop on her book with exercises and ways for you to clear your blocks for dynamic manifestations, to bring forth money. So I want you to consider doing that. Hello, we have a caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from?
Continental United States.
I mean, what state?
I just prefer to just say Continental United States.
Okay. Can you tell me your first name?
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Welcome to the program. How can I help you?
Actually, I have two issues, and the first
okay.
is about that money issue. I think you're giving good advice, but what do you do about old karmas and scores that need to be settled, and people, even family members, who project a poverty consciousness onto you for whatever reason, some deep-seated reasons? And then the second thing is, how do you, and this has to do with abundance, too, when
uh-huh.
you do things and you work very hard at something and you give of yourself and you don't get thank yous, you don't get the kind of gratitude expressed, because I think that's kind of a debt issue too. And right now I'm dealing with something that I did something spectacularly well, and I really didn't get the kind of thank you that I deserved from it. And I'm really trying to decide if I should just drop the group or not. And I'd like your take on that, just from a really esoteric viewpoint, if you can see into that situation.
Sure. Let's go to the first one, okay? Let's take them as you said it. So you're saying, talk more about what you mean by... for the listeners, so they understand what you're talking. You're talking about past life debts that you need to settle?
Well, no, what I'm saying is, in this life, it's all well and good to do affirmations and confirmations or whatever you want to, but it's much, sometimes the energy for money and anything else goes much deeper and farther back than that.
Oh,
let's
yeah?
say you incarnate it with a group in your family. There's always old karma to settle, and a lot of times people don't necessarily wish you well, and I think that can really interfere with whatever energies you're trying to handle in your own life or create in your own life, because there may be people who do not want you to have or do not want you to succeed, and it's not even something you can really see from this life. Sometimes it feels like it's really old and it's really deep. And sometimes there are allies in, say, even a family group that, you know, you may be the odd man out. And for some reason, you know, I even hate to say this, but it's something that I really have to deal with. You know, it's just, you know, they don't want you to succeed. And I can feel it, you know.
And so, why do you have to be around them?
Well, I'm just, you know, with families, you don't have to be around them. I mean, you know, that's the whole idea. You can be a million miles away, and you can still, that's the whole idea about quantum physics. You know, locality is, you know, it's bilocality and all that. They're just energies out there. I mean,
But you have to understand that you know, the energies can actually, get this right. You don't have to be the energies can only be effective when they hook in and align with current beliefs that you have not neutralized. Because the reality is that if you in fact know what your abilities are, and you don't need anybody else's approval, let's say from a family point of view, and you know that you're doing what you need to do, the only thing that can bring you down is when you're looking for their approval of what you're doing. And so consequently, you don't need to be able to even tell them about what you're doing unless their approval is important to you. And the reality is, if in fact you know, their approval the lack of it is going to bring you down, then it's a subject that you don't even discuss.
You know, I don't know. I think it can be much more complicated than that.
It can be, but quite frankly, yeah. Ma'am, the only way that it can go way deeper. But the idea is in your specific instance, without your current legal name. And you don't want, in other words, like, to protect your privacy. What the master teachers and loved ones are trying to give you a general answer for a specific problem.
Right.
Okay. And so, but what they're saying is that you cannot, you being other people and yourself, can look for as many levels of energetic interference as possible, but the reality is that it begins and ends with you. No one has that kind of power to be able to manipulate you unless you allow it, no matter how deep it goes. It's a manipulation you're talking about, because you're allowing them to and you're giving them the power to manipulate your thought, your actions, and your attitudes. And so it's really about moving deeper into what are your truths. So it's about really looking at what do you believe is true, what do you think is true, what have you been told is true. and really becoming very vigilantly aware of what the truth of who you are is, not based on anybody else's opinion, but what you're able to actually document. So the reality is how much power are you giving your family in that respect?
Okay, well, can you address the second thing?
No, I'm asking you a question.
This is the whole thing. I understand what you're saying. I just feel like there are forces. I don't want to call people witches, but let's say you have three people in a group that are like-minded. Are you telling me that, honestly, at one point I never would have thought this is possible, but I really do think, there is a power of force of concentrated thought that can be very effective. And I just do, and I'm just putting that out there. I mean, I do think
that may be true, but if you know it's true, then you need to decide how you can combat that. Because if you are feeling helpless in combating it, you're allowing them to take your power. And you, ma'am, are much more powerful than that. That's
I used
what
to
they
think
don't
I was,
tell you.
But
you
I,
are way more powerful than you even believe.
Yeah, I think I'm very powerful, too. That's why I'm so surprised at how much trouble I have sometimes positively manifesting. Because I do a lot of things, but it's just the recompense isn't there. The universal gratitude, you might say, speaking about the energies that you were talking about, kind of quid pro quo energies. Sometimes I think I must be paying off very, very old debts. I mean, lifetimes ago, because sometimes things just seem to go into a void.
Well, the other piece is and this actually segues into your other question, mm-hmm. is the only time that acknowledgement is important is. And this is what's coming forward. The only time that true acknowledgement is important is when there's a part of the intention of the task being ego-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is that it's really about looking at what was the intention of doing that spectacular thing. Were you doing it from a point of view of total service, or were you do? And there's and this is not criticism, by the way. It's the real. It's just wanting you to look at.
No, because this is the analysis that I've been running through my head too. So,
yeah. So they're saying is what were you doing it from a point of view of intention of total service, or was there a part of you that wanted the recognition, the acknowledgement for doing something good, as part of the intention of doing this action?
I'm very concerned about being egocentric about it, but at a certain point certain things can just be flat out disrespectful, and that's the weighing that I'm doing of this. Even
but you notice it's all about boundaries though?
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's but notice that the family thing is about boundaries.
Yeah.
And this organizational thing is about boundaries.
Yeah, it is. It definitely boundaries are a key issue.
Uh-huh.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. So for you, so it's really about if, it sounds like you're a pretty evolved lady. So what's going on here, what the master's teachers and loved ones are suggesting is that you take yourself up to a higher degree of observation. So if you were, let's say, 80 feet above or 360 feet above this whole these different situations, you could see a more global picture of the interactions, and by seeing a more global picture, you could actually neutralize it by heading it off at the pass and shifting your energy so that the hooks that were there would not actually be able to be put into you.
That's good. Because we're talking about hooks.
Yeah. And so the other piece is what they're saying is that from a point of view of intention, it's very important that you get very clear, and this isn't really about ego, and yet it isn't. It's the purity of the action that is what you really need to look at, or not. In other words, like, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm doing this because I do want the recognition. And if that's the case, and because you want it to further, let's say, your career or further your abilities to get into a different type of a social circle, if that's the case, that's really more of a planning kind of a first step, second step situation. You're still doing good. It may not be as altruistic. It may be a stepping stone. But by being clear about what you want to do, you then put yourself in a position to be noticed by the right people so that you always get the acknowledgement that is important for your ultimate goal.
But I'm not going to monopolize this time, but I do want to make
you
this
can.
Point.
You can. It's okay.
You know, it seems to me that, you know, sometimes you have to be careful about throwing everything off onto ego. I'm going to take the ego thing out.
Absolutely.
If you do something, you should get thanked for it in a way that is commensurate, because, in other words, there is a quid pro quo there. I mean, I think saying thank you is a way of payment in kind, and I think you have to be very careful not to create these kind of big sucking sounds by constantly allowing yourself to not get the kind of thank you. I'm not talking about recognition. I'm talking about a thank you for a job well done. If you let that kind of accrue, I think it can create problems on a spiritual level for you. I think
also on the emotional and physical level.
Absolutely. That's what I mean.
Sure.
I'm calling you because I'm really a little bit upset because a lot of people were thanked in mass. People were thanked, and I was pointedly left out, and I really, really deserved. Really, really did. Just apart from ego.
Who was the person that left you out?
Well, actually, it was actually a choral group, and I actually did a solo, and I worked very hard on it, and I actually had to almost, I won't say fight over the music, but the first selection it really been an insult, and I got that change. So this was kind of a behind the scenes thing, and performed it really beautifully. So when the president of the group and the conductor sent out email thank yous, you know, they thanked the group, they thanked the instrumentalist, they thanked the soloist, but I was the only soloist. Some people had gotten up and read things and, you know, read their music, but I had a spectacular piece, and also I didn't get called out for a curtain call, which I should have done. I'm just talking about protocol. I'm not talking about being sensitive. I'm just talking about protocol.
Sure.
And I'm just really upset.
So the idea is to allow this to eat at you is not going to do you any good.
Well, I'm thinking about just dropping the group.
Who do you need to talk to be able to actually express your feelings so that you feel complete with this?
Well, I'm thinking tomorrow morning I'm going to do that. But I just, you know, I hate to have to wrangle over these sorts of issues. You know, I hate
it's
to have to
wrangle.
Hassle.
It's about an expression of feeling. What's coming here is that what you may want to do is write a letter or write it out first before you have the conversation so that you can take the emotions out of it and you can go to the principle.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm always having to write letters about things, so it's not like this is something that's foreign to me, but it's just so unfortunate that basic protocols are not done, and then I have to write letters and complain, and I don't want to do that. You know, I don't feel like this is something, you know, I feel like this is just completely unnecessary, but I feel like in this case. Huh?
Is it a pattern?
Well, that's what I was saying. It's just a pattern in my life where I tend not to get thanked for things. I come in
See, the issue here is,
I'm also a person of color, and so it gets to be more political than just la-di-da. It becomes political. But, you know, this is something I'm going to have to work through myself, but I am feeling hurt and upset about this, and I was listening to you, and I just called in to get a cosmic perspective on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm glad you did. But the reality of the from a cosmic point of view, it has. If you take this up again higher, and you realize that it's a pattern in your life. The feeling that's coming is that what I'm hearing is that it's about you positioning yourself from this point forward into a position of power so that you never have to worry about this again. The idea is that whatever happens here or up to this point, it's you've been put in a position of having, it's like a, what I'm hearing is of less than. And it's almost like you become invisible even though you do magnificent work. Can you identify with that?
Yeah, but I mean, how do I rectify it?
What they just said was the way you rectify it is by moving yourself into a place of such power that there's no way that you cannot be seen. It's a belief system. What I'm hearing is it goes back to childhood where you felt totally unseen as a child.
But that's not really true. I mean, I was the oldest daughter. It wasn't that I was unseen, but, you know, I don't know.
There must have been something that was unseen because you're carrying it forward to be able to heal it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something that was unseen. Either you weren't listened to, either there was something that you learned that you're bringing forth in a pattern.
That's true.
And that's what you need to look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it within my emotional timeline, if you will, if you want to even take it from an emotional timeline from the time you were a kid and notice when it first started and notice what happened at that point that shifted and created a pattern of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm on the same page with that.
Okay.
So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I think I needed to vent also.
Well, yeah, that's what this program is about. It's all about all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, the issue of patterns and boundaries are what they were talking about the silent shoulds. It's about what beliefs are we holding that prevent us from really receiving. And it's not just receiving financial gain. It's about receiving acknowledgement. It's about receiving abundance. It's about receiving love. It's about receiving in general. So what are we holding? What underlying beliefs are we holding that force us to move into a pattern that doesn't serve us? And why did we bring this in this lifetime? And those are the types of things that actually can be answered during an individual Akashic Record consultation, because it's quite frankly, there is some cosmic patterning here, but the reality is that it's the general answer has to do with boundaries, and the general answer has to do with you moving into what you know to be your truth. Now, that's a very general answer. During a one-on-one consultation, it goes very specific to your lifetime and your choice in your learning for this lifetime based on your soul's information. And that's why people have consultations, is because they want to specifically understand why certain things have happened in their life. And quite frankly, that's why you need the full legal name, and then we go into specific questions that get us to the right area of the records, not just from a general point of view. However, if you want to email me your current legal name and a question, we will do the best we can in giving you the answer to your questions based on the air. Because, again, we are somewhat limited based on wanting to maintain your privacy as well. So the interesting thing about this, the workshop, is that we were talking about the relationship between money and not only right livelihood, but also it had to do with moving deeply into understanding our relationship to what our DNA and our ancestors' DNA that we incarnated into, what were the necessary releases that we had brought forward into that from that DNA, and what did we need to release on a much deeper level? And it also, what we were worked on is how our personal opinions of ourselves had to do with our level of and ability of receiving. So questions like, what is my relationship with myself? And what do I need to know about being able to receive more fully and completely? Very important questions. Very important questions. Also, the other questions that came forward, and these I'm just going to read a couple here, is how do I hold back on me? Where in my life do I play small and why? And how does that relate to my willingness to receive? So the questions I'll say, how do I hold back on me was one question. Where in my life do I play small and why? And how does that relate to my willingness to receive? Another question is, what is the truth about my commitment to myself? What is the truth about my commitment to myself? We had over, we didn't even get to all the questions that we had. There was a lot of questions that came forward. But, you know, the idea is there's also a very important piece about who you need to forgive in order to be able to create and receive wealth. And it's about moving into your own personal history and asking the question, is there anyone I have to forgive to feel worthy of creating and receiving wealth? If so, who? And how? And please give me the action steps on how to do that. And again, many of the people that were in the workshop knew how to open their own personal Akashic records. They were able to ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic records how to go about that. And it's very helpful to do that. There's also a good possibility, I'll be just a total segue away from that for a moment, but what's coming is that there's a very good possibility that I will be in San Diego in May offering a level one Akashic Record workshop. So if there's anyone on the West Coast that is interested in pursuing taking a level one Akashic Record workshop where you learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records, you might want to email me. And remember that email is info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. Now, looking for, I'm wanting you to really
consider what it would be like to have all the money in the world for yourself. Now we're talking about manifestation now. We're talking about how do you manifest what you truly want. And one of the ways that is very effective in manifesting is not to consider or think about how you're going to get what it is you want, but to really move into the feeling of how it would feel once you had what you truly wanted. So I want you just for a moment to imagine how it would feel, for example, to truly love yourself without limits. How would it truly feel to love yourself without limits? And when you look at that, look at how your relationships would be different. How would your relationships be different if you truly loved yourself without limits? And now what I'd like you to do is also now also look at that and see how your environment would be if you truly loved yourself without limits. What would your environment be like? How would that be different? And how would it feel? We're all talking about feelings here. That's all we want to talk about. How would it feel to truly work in your right livelihood? How would it feel to be able to feel totally and completely confident that you had all the money you needed to do anything you wanted to do anytime you wanted to do it? And I want you to notice what the common denominator is in these feelings. The common denominator is happiness. So it's really about imagining and visualizing a feeling of happiness. What would it feel like to truly be happy? And so a gentleman by the name of Mike Dooley has suggested that what we do when we're visualizing is to take 5 or 10 minutes every day and just not worry about how we're going to receive everything. Not even thinking about, he calls it the cursed house. Not to think about the cursed house, but to just move into the feeling of happiness. And notice what it would feel like from top to bottom. Notice just the peace that you would feel. Notice the joy you would feel. And that's what you want to visualize. And he says, visualize once a day. Find a wonderful spot, private spot. Can be in a darkened room, let's say in your bedroom, where you feel comfortable. And for only 5 minutes, just do it once a day, visualize feeling totally and completely happy. And just imagine what that would feel like. And then when you've noticed what that feels like, notice that you want to immediately move into gratitude. You want to immediately move into the gratitude for that feeling. Because, quite frankly, prosperity doesn't show up unless there's gratitude right behind, right in front of it. and all around it. Gratitude is the key. It's really the key to moving into your most divine self. So I really want you to consider that. Consider what it would feel like to truly love yourself. Consider what it would truly feel like to be totally happy and in joy and peace. Without limits, what would that feel like? And then once you really, really immerse yourself into that feeling, move deeply into gratitude by saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because with your gratitude comes your awareness. And also when you're doing your forgiveness work, remember we said, is there anyone I have to forgive to feel worthy of creating and receiving wealth? It's about the awareness of who have you given your power to. Who have you given your power to? And how can you take it back? And the way you take it back is by forgiveness, and by releasing it. Give that a shot. Just give it a shot. And give it and try. And by the way, if you really want to connect with Elena Lieberman, she has a blog, and it's on Blogspot. I think that's the name of it. Blogspot. Yeah, it's dynamicmanifestation.blogspot.com. And that's what you want to try and look at, okay? Because she has a wonderful blog. And remember, okay, she's actually having a workshop in Chicago this weekend, okay? And you can actually call her at 773-301-7573. Absolutely. So, I'm going to be there, and we can certainly, I'd love to see you there. It's going to be great to be there. And it's going to be the Spring Hill Suites on West Higgins Road. And I hope you consider it. Hope you consider coming and being there with Elena and I and a group of other people. So, by the way, the book is now one of the best manifestation books on Amazon, and you can certainly pick that up on Amazon.com. And the seminar, again, is going to be at the Spring Hill Suites, and it's on March 20th and 21st. So it's manifest wealth on every level. And again, if you have questions, you can call me or you can call Elena, and I gave you her telephone number. 773-301-7573 is her number.
My number is 216-691-1233 is my private number. And, gosh, we are out of time. Okay. I love you all. I thank you very much for listening. And I want you to know that this week is a week for you to manifest what's best in your life, to give it a shot, start visualizing happiness and joy, and remember there are miracles awaiting you. So, love to hear from you. Again, my email is info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And you can actually find out more information about me if you go up on the BBS radio website and click into the information about my work. You can find out all the information you need to know more about my work on the that website, on my program. All right, my friends, we are going to end this program now. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record for all their wonderful healing information tonight on tonight's Akashic Wisdom show. And we want to close the records of Akashic Wisdom show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of Akashic Wisdom show are closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week. And remember to look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine, for you are one with that wonderful divine energy. Blessings to you all. This is Donna Fox saying good night, and I'll talk to you next week from Chicago. Okay, bye-bye.